What is the dumbest thing you went out of your way to see tourist-wise? Maybe it was a giant hole where something was mined, and then later you'd buy a lot of that something.
Yum.
The limestone. Cool. I went to the Vacuum Museum while looking at farm equipment in Missouri on Route 66. It was free. It occupied the corner of an active vacuum assembly plant.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't think it was going to be cool, but the host was super into it, and it made me like all the things that sucked.
Literally.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there's something we went out of the way to go see on a road trip of any that I've been on. I went to that one, like, weird museum where everything's a little topsy-turvy. That's actually kind of cool. One of those little weird roadside museums.
Oh, like the mystery spot in
the
UP?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, there's a bunch of those little, like, roadside museums. But I actually thoroughly enjoyed those. There were a couple times when I was out west where, like, we went to the Grand Canyon, and everything just started to look the same. And even in Joshua Tree at one point, I was looking around. I was like, these are just a bunch of big red rocks. And they all just kind of look the same.
Tommy fell for something that a lot of people have fallen for over the years. What did you drive to see?
Yeah, I went to the Plymouth Rock. You know, they always talk this thing up that it's the great thing where America started at Plymouth Rock.
Do they?
Allegedly.
Who are these talking it up people you're talking about?
Oh, the history books, you know.
Okay,
read a book, would you?
Yeah, we all heard about Plymouth Rock. That was a big deal when the pilgrims got there, landed at Plymouth Rock. Yeah, and it does sound impressive.
Did anyone ever make it seem like we should go there, though? How big is it? Is it big?
No.
It's tiny, right?
It's like a medium-sized boulder.
It's like the size of this
table. Like bigger
table.
Than a car, right?
No, it's maybe the size of, not even the size of the big half-round table in there.
It's like the size of a landscaping boulder that you could have trucked in.
Yeah, I've seen
more
impressive.
I have one at the end of my driveway that I think they dug up when they built my house. Like, jeez. Yeah, it's a...
Howings is fancy. He has Plymouth Rock at the end of his driveway.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey.
Yeah, no, I've seen more impressive rocks at my grandparents' house.
Man.
Yeah.
In your face, Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, take that, Plymouth Rock. Oh, here's the other thing I learned about Plymouth Rock. They always made it sound super cool that, you know, they made it and they had the year, like, imprinted on it, like, from 1620 or whenever the heck people landed there. They didn't even have that. They put that in, like, a couple years ago. There was nothing special about it. It was literally a rock.
What if you were just looking at a random rock and it wasn't even the right one?
You know, I feel bad for this rock because they put it in this big enclosure and they, like, caged it in. So, like, the rock can't even run away if it wanted to.
Yeah.
That's the real...
He was just looking at puppies at a pet store. That's all he was doing.
Now you can't even vandalize it.
I know.
You were at a Petco.
There's just googly eyes on it. Makes you feel. I'm like, this one looks happy.
I had to cage it because Plymouth Rock bites.
This one. Lindsay.
Oh, here's
that even made the dads groan.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Tommy, is this a picture of you?
Oh my God.
This is you at Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Kind of a disappointed look on your face and a half-assed thumbs up.
I was so excited to see this rock and have honestly never been more down by anything in my life.
So excited.
You're right. The structure around it is 1 million times more interesting than the rock itself.
Yeah, why does it need such a vicious cage?
I know, they give it fresh air and then the water may be able to get in if the tide is high. Like, who knows? Mm. But poor thing. And it split in half at one point, and they glued it back together.
Why wouldn't you? Much like America, it's been through some hard times, but yet it remains united.
Where is it?
It's in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Oh.
What happened there?
Yeah, why'd you say it that way?
I don't know.
Did you say Plymouth?
Plymouth.
I'm not one to throw stones here, or rocks in that case.
I told y'all when I went to Oregon, nobody was there to stop me. And I started to read up on, like, Lewis and Clark and their adventures. And they were like, yeah, there's this crazy old tree that Captain William Clark carved all this stuff into. And it's incredible. And it's been around since, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s. And I thought, that's amazing. Like, that's his most northwestern point that he made it to. I've got to go see this tree.
Right.
And I walked up to it and I was like, wow, this tree is in great shape for it to be right here next to the ocean in Oregon, you know, where it's also cold and damp all the time. Like, dang, how'd they preserve this? And then I got up closer to it. I was like, this ain't real. And I started looking. I'm telling you, I drove like an hour north to go and see this thing. I mean, I ate like 30 oysters on my way, so there wasn't time completely wasted. But the tree was fake.
Like on the road?
They got little like roadside oyster stuffs. Oh. Yeah, they're just getting them fresh in from the ocean.
Seems like weird finger food.
No, they got oyster farms out there.
Soup too?
Yeah, they got some like clam chowder and lobster bisque and all the good stuff. But yeah, I was like, what the hell? And then this guy came walking by and I said, sir, this tree's not real, is it? And he said, no, that's a replica.
Oh, no.
I was so embarrassed. Mm.
Lindsay writes, when we were young, we saw a spotlight in the sky and didn't know what they were. We talked our parents into finding it. We were certain that it was Batman related.
Why Batman?
Mom got us all in the car and we hunted down the source. We drove and drove, watching as the light circled in the sky, looking for its origination point on the ground. To our dismay, when we found it and its source, it was not, in fact, Batman, but a furniture store running a moderate sale.
Mm-hmm. That was like the time we were driving to Flint for a show visit.
Oh, yes.
And we were on the highway, and it was right around Christmas time, and there was a house that we saw off in the distance off the highway, and it was decorated immaculately
for the holiday season. Ever.
So naturally, we referred to it as Magic House.
Obviously. Yeah.
And we made, we demanded that Freebeer take the next exit because we were running early, so we had some time to spare. And we demanded that Freebeer take the next exit, and we had to hunt down Magic House. We couldn't find it.
The further we drove, the further away we got from it. And then at one point, we were like, how can we not see it? It was a beacon of light illuminating Earth a minute ago. Still a mystery.
It's just one of those things you're not meant to see up close.
Ah, magic.
No. Magic. Magic House.
I thought it was magic. Let's see. We went out of our way to see the stinky-ass elephant seals on the coast of California. Went an hour and a half out of the way to see them before heading back to the airport. Yep, they're seals, we said. And then we got back in the car.
Oh, yeah, I think we saw the seals in San Francisco, right? Like right at the... something wharf or whatever.
Fisherman's wharf.
Yeah. Yeah. When my wife and I were there, we saw them. Same thing. We're just like, those are the seals.
Tommy, did you know that rock at Plymouth Rock broke when they were moving it to a new location? That makes it even more lame.
So that's not even where it was?
Yeah, I guess so. This one, I drove 3 hours out of the way to see the world's largest pistachio.
Oh, look at that nut. Big nut.
Neat. I've driven out of the way many times to see college football stadiums or pro football stadiums.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, like, we're within a half hour of Columbus. Let's go see the horseshoe. All right. And then it takes like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
And absolutely. Then you get there and it's just a building.
Not to me, Steve. It might be just a building to you, but it's a temple. Not to me.
That's hallowed ground.
That is... a cathedral of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You honor those cathedrals.
Mm.
One time I drove to the Atlantic Ocean from near Ben Salem because they said the waves would be really big. You know what they were? Pretty big.
Regular waves?
No, they're pretty big, but not worth driving 3 hours there and back. That's for sure. Considering we didn't go in the water or anything, it was too dangerous to get out. And wasn't any fun to stand there and watch the waves. So you got out of the car and you're like, well, now I'm getting the hell beat out of me by the wind and the rain that's coming down sideways. Let's get back in the car.
This person on the app said that they went 50 minutes out of the way from the Grand Canyon to see the Sister Wives houses.
The Sister Wives?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good one. A lot of people saying Times Square in New York City. That's not exactly worth going out of your way for.
Yeah.
If you happen to walk across it. There's a giant cow on Route 309 in Northeast Pennsylvania that people are saying, we need to go see.
Ooh.
Oh, I remember that. I've seen the cow before.
I want to see the cow.
It's a long way from here.
We're going to be in Northeast PA. Mm. Wouldn't be that far.
Place in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Pennsylvania's pretty big.
It's not that big.
Drive across it in an hour.
Text from Tennessee. There's a place in Johnson City, Tennessee that has a petrified log. People really seem to flock to it.
A petrified log, you say? Oh.
Wonder what scared it. Please laugh.
Wow.
I saw you like, you were like shaking over there. You just needed to say it.
Mm-hmm. Very Jeb Bush of you. Please clap.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot about things.
If anyone has ever gone out of their way to see the giant cow on Route 309 in Wilkes-Barre, you're a fool.
We're going to be fools then. We're God. Going.
It's not even that big.
That's awesome.
It's just this big, stupid cow.
You hear that, Duffy?
When you drive to Indianapolis from here, there's a spot that's marked on Google Maps now where it says giant rocking chair.
Yeah. I've passed by that before.
It's slightly larger than normal. And it's out on the, and there's another spot not far from there where it says giant dining table. And it's just a farm that put up a table and chairs mm-hmm. next to the road and said, take photos. You can put anything on Google Maps. Anything.
It's like people with tons of land that put little dinosaur statues out in their land.
Yes.
I'm like, that's mm-hmm. cool.
Mark joins us. Hi, Mark. What is the dumbest thing you drove out of your way to go and see?
Well, it really wasn't that far out of the way, but it was a good 15, 20 minutes out of the way. So me and my buddy last year are out heading north central Iowa.
Okay.
And we get up in the morning. We're like, hey, let's go get some breakfast. So we found a Perkins that was open. Imagine that. So we stop. We have breakfast. My buddy's looking at a map and goes, hey, wait a minute. What's this spot? This historical marker. So I look and I'm like, I realize where we're at. We're in Clear Lake, Iowa. That's the spot the music died. We're going.
Okay, you're talking like Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens.
Yeah. Yep. So we take off and we leave the restaurant and head miles down this dirt road into the middle of nowhere, find the Don McLean parking lot. And then there's this little trail between two cornfields. So we're like, oh, it must be down there. There's a set of sunglasses hanging on the thing. We hike 3/4 of a mile out into the middle of Timbuktu, two cornfields. Find the marker. It's just a little plaque on the ground. Still a cool spot to see, but it's at that moment that we realize, hey, we just had Perkins. We didn't visit the bathroom. And the stomach bubble said, gurgle, gurgle.
Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, what did
now
you
had to take a dump on Buddy Holly's death place? This is terrible.
We're standing there, and you turn around, and you spin around, and there's just, you can't see a single house, tree, a bush to hide behind, or anything.
But at least you got to see a place where people died.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.